I want to see this post. Did it get deleted? And we're back.
Well, so Steve has a story.
I don't though, because it fucking got deleted. I should have screenshot it. I didn't think they would delete it, but we all shredded him so bad.
No.
I had such a good comment too. He just deleted it like 5 minutes ago. I looked at it outside.
As he fucking rightfully should have.
Sorry, that was so dumb.
No, rightfully should have shredded him. I mean,
oh, yeah,
that
dude,
should not have been deleted.
Dude, it was fucking hilarious.
Okay, so tell us just a
so
little
the Golden
bit
Harvest,
about it.
One of the greatest Lansing restaurants.
Absolutely.
Breakfast joints of all time.
Absolutely.
So great it refuses TV coverage.
No.
It literally does.
Yeah. No, it actually has gotten.
They turned down the Driver's Dine-In and Dives show or whatever.
Oh, right.
No,
right.
They
turned them down.
No.
It wasn't on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. We're really going to have this conversation right now?
Okay. Hold on. But they were on fucking that
wow.
One. Fuck you, Matt. But they were on that one that was like the wow thing type deal.
The wow thing?
Yeah, of where they could be type deal. Like, they were part of that wow
Guy
thing.
Fieri wanted to go there.
Excuse me, it's Fieri.
Fieri? Whatever. That guy. The guy who is secretly Smash Mouth.
Yeah. Yes.
Welcome back to the Wayward Podcast. I am Steve Day.
Cameron K.
I'm Chevy Shovelin.
I'm Producer Matt.
Chevy's a little inebriated. Sorry, yes. Not sorry. Okay. Welcome to it. What else is new?
Hey.
Hold on. Let me finish my story. So, the Golden Harvest, okay. Great restaurant. Highly recommended if you ever visit Lansing. Made an omelet, and it's called the Suck It Omelet. And in Sriracha, they spell out suck it on the omelet. And this guy got super offended on Facebook about it, saying that it's derogatory and that it's disrespectful and all this shit, dude. And the Facebook group just tore into him, so he ended up deleting it about 5 minutes ago. But and then he was going back and forth with this chick, and he was like making fun. He was like making fun of her name. Like she had her name on Facebook was like Lisa Ann or something. It was like two first names or whatever. And then he starts making fun of her name. And so I chime in. I'm like, you're telling people to be respectful and you're making some fun of somebody's fucking name? I was like, grow up, you fucking twat.
Like ass backwards.
I was nice. I was about to go man. In, but that was me. That
grow
was
up,
me.
You fucking twat is nice.
Yes.
That's nice for Steve.
That's me with a filter, motherfucker. Right.
Seriously, I was about to go in.
You fucking piece of shit. This is me with the filter, motherfucker. Great. Fantastic.
Yeah, anyway, so that's my story.
Fantastic. Yeah, fuck that guy, though. Yeah. I mean, honestly, if something... You said he wasn't even the one who went there.
Somebody else went there, posted the picture, and then he chimed in saying how offended he fucking was.
Good. Then no, never go there, then. You fucking piece
never.
Of shit.
Never go back.
Just imagine being fucking offended over food.
Right. My favorite thing about Golden Harvest is they don't put up with your shit. Like, if you go there and you're offended by having to sit with someone else, they'll just tell you to leave.
That's like their shtick, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
They're like a little bit mean to you. Like, honestly, you're the customer here. You're not right.
And they like to inconvenience you by making it cash only, too. It's like,
fuck off. Fuck off. Get the fuck out of here. This is
not your place.
Your place. This is not your place.
And they didn't even go, Matt, your finger's going to get a fucking sore on it from muting Chevy so much. Oh, man. Yeah, I just can't imagine being so sensitive that you get offended over fucking food.
No.
Especially someone else's food.
Sriracha. Sriracha.
I wonder...
Like, you're going to say, hey, fuck off with your little bit of fucking...
Giggle.
What, and it wasn't even that bad. It said suck. It's not like it said, you know, fuck you right, or something. You know,
right. Acting like the omelet said faggot piece of shit.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Guy.
It wasn't even that offensive.
The omelet said the N-word. Oh, it's wait, called the suck it omelet. Right. What the fuck
it
do you
wasn't
want?
Even that offensive. Like, fuck off. You get the fuck
if
out
you are
here.
Gonna be on the podcast, will you actually put the microphone close enough to your face that we can hear you?
Get the fuck out of here. Much better. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's so much better.
Oh, right.
Jesus fucking Christ. Anyway.
Okay, so we're going to do a little segment. That is things that Chevy wants.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right.
Hold on. I got an intro. Ready?
All right.
Hold on.
Oh, you got one?
It's time for What Chevy Shevlin Wants.
Because I fucking want it.
Wow. All right. How did you, where'd you get that second clip from?
I'm awesome.
It's almost like you weren't here for something.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
What happened last week, guys? Did you post that episode, by the way? So it's like
you don't get to know all
it
that.
Went on Pornhub.
So it's like it never happened.
Yeah. So, okay, something that I want is I want temporary tattoos.
They have them. 25 I just saw this, dude.
Shut up.
Jesus.
25-cent tattoos that come out of the quarter machine.
Okay.
And then they have that 25-cent tattoos.
Okay.
But they're actually permanent. I want to fuck those kids' lives up. I want to fuck those kids' lives up.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I want to fuck those fucking kids' lives up.
Okay, okay,
Jesus
okay.
Christ. Let's keep repeating that.
That is actually really fucking funny.
That's evil. I want to fuck those fucking kids' lives up.
Yeah. Wow. Look here, little shit. You want to look cool? You want to look like a gangster?
Yeah.
You
want
to look like a badass?
You want to be that cool kid?
Come on, Billy.
Guess what?
Let's put it on your cheek, Billy. Come on.
Put it on, Billy. I mean, you stupid piece of shit. Now it's there forever, you fucking stupid piece of shit.
Imagine all those 90s little girls that got the Lisa Frank tattoos on their cheeks and shit. Now they got a panda on their cheek for life.
A rose.
Yeah, a rose.
That's fucking genius and evil, and I love it. How did you think of that?
I'm just a terrible person.
Yeah.
All right. What's the next thing Chevy wants?
Hold on. That's just a rabbit hole. Hold on.
That's a rabbit hole.
Do you want to keep talking?
What if they did like? What are some other gumball machine type things that you control kids with? Like instead of it being a chewing, you know, those ball chewing gums, it's a fucking jawbreaker.
Oh my god.
Those little slap hands. Yeah. Those little slap hands.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But. They actually just stick forever. Like, you just permanent. Fucked your life up. You just fucked your life up, kid.
Oh,
like,
I got one. Boom. I got one. Those little toy figurines you used to get, fucking lace them with lead.
I think they already do that.
With lie, to where it just burns any time that it fucking happens.
Yeah, that's some evil shit.
Cameron's,
could I have 25 cents?
Cameron's over on the side over here fucking shaking his head. He's like I got kids. That's not right. That's not right,
I mean,
guys.
I don't let them.
I'd blame the parents. For sure. What'd you do? That's what you get for not buying him the good toys in the fucking toy aisle.
Yeah.
Cheap piece of shit.
That 25 cent.
Or giving them a quarter so that they leave you alone in the checkout aisle.
Right. Give them a slightly fake quarter so it just keeps coming through the machine.
Dad, it's not working. We'll try another machine.
Try it again.
There's one at the back of the store. Go back there.
That's good shit.
As much as you were shaking your head, you still fucking agreed with it at the end. So that's what I was going for.
Right. What's next?
So, stories about Jesus. I want more. Shut up. Just fucking make them up.
I'm pretty sure they already are made up.
Chevy's staring at me.
Check.
Shut up. Just fucking make them up if you have to.
Okay.
I want
more. He had dinner with 12 of his friends.
I want more stories about Jesus.
That's a real story. Well, all right. Let's first of all assume at face value that everything in the Bible is true. Every story that ever happened is true. Let's start there. Okay? That's our starting point.
Oh, all right. Boy.
So we already have. Hold on, Chevy. We already. Oh my god, dude, this is not going to be easy. All right, okay, we already have walking on water. Which, what the fuck?
Okay.
All right, here's the more bullshit one: turning water into wine. Why don't you just drink the fucking water? Aren't you thirsty? Why would you want wine? So Jesus Christ himself doesn't want to hydrate people. He wants
to get people drunk.
He wants them drunk.
Hold on.
He wants them drunk so they'll listen.
Hold on.
Get wasted, then you'll love me.
That was his plan all along.
He makes them lie down in pastures and stuff. I don't know.
More stories about Jesus.
Let me drown you. I mean baptize you.
Hold on. One of the reasons I want that is because Jesus was a fucking pimp.
Okay.
You understand? Jesus fucking did shit out of wholeheartedness. And then he was like, hey, guess what? I'll fucking wash your brother's feet and I'll bring him back to life, Dave. Dude. Jesus.
But he's got to work in my brothel for the next 10 years.
Yep, exactly.
That's a story from the Bible.
No. It's very close to what the story was. It was very close
Everything
to what
the
story
Everything is so fake
was.
In the Bible, I don't even know what the fuck is true. Right.
I remember Mary Magdalene got down.
It's very close
so
to
Jesus
what they
actually came down from heaven and fucked Mary.
It was actually the three wise men. Why do you think they were there?
And she somehow got pregnant by him, with him. And then she had Jesus. And Jesus is the father also.
Jesus never fucked anybody.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My bad.
That's why he's such a pimp.
Yeah.
Because he fucking...
Wait, that's like not smoking your own supply, you know? Like you're a pimp, but you don't have sex.
Right. But hold on. So Jesus did all this fuckered up fuckboy shit, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, Jesus was a fuckboy. I'm going to get that on a t-shirt.
Jesus Wait, was a fuckboy. Wait, what podcast?
That's a picture of Jesus smoking a joint.
That'll get some attention.
Wearing a White Claw shirt.
No, it can't be a joint. It's got to be a jewel.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
This is actually a great idea for a t-shirt. Hold on. Jesus was a fuckboy.
We should have some kind of drawing contest with people. Dude, I don't know, however many dollars for a contest for people to make us look. We have a caption, Jesus was a fuckboy, and you need to come up with the best picture you can for it.
That's right, listeners.
Or we can just do Fiverr.
Send them in.
That's low-key a fucking great idea.
You heard from the Wait What podcast first. Jesus was a fuckboy.
I would wear that shirt. I would 1,000% wear that shirt. And I would take a picture of myself and post it on that guy that posted that picture about that, being salty about that picture.
This is how we get paint thrown at us, though.
Oh, you're religious, too? Well, how about this?
Suck it.
What if it said Jesus was a fuckboy, too?
Two.
Indicating that, like, we're fuckboys. You know,
yeah.
He was a fuckboy, too.
Jesus listens to Wait What podcast. No, I think Jesus is a fuckboy is, like, perfect, dude.
Right.
Just simple, straight to the point.
Oh man, so many people would hate us though, but that's okay.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's totally okay.
My grandmother's highly religious. She would be like, "Are you fucking serious?" You know, I gave you all these years. I really supported you, but this is just too far.
Gave you benefit of the doubt.
I liked your post when you were talking shit to that guy about the food post, but you know what? This is just way too far.
Well, for those of you still listening, thank you for being here.
All right. So next thing that I want.
That you want what?
What you want?
Next thing that I really want.
Tell me what you want. What you really
want?
I want
flavorless juice.
Why? Just to troll people? So water?
I want to sell it for like $20 a piece, flavorless juice.
We're talking like apple juice type?
No, I want it to be water. It to be water, and I want to sell it for like $20 a piece.
Okay.
And I want those stupid ass fucking hipsters to all fucking buy it for $20 a fucking piece.
They will. You just can't tell them any of this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So
and I
water.
Want those stupid fucking pieces of shit to fucking
Jesus.
Buy that
all
shit.
Right. All right. Stop. Jesus. The table is vibrating.
I I'm sure that if you marketed it somehow as like a healthy alternative to juice, and just put
flavorless juice,
just put like two drops of red food coloring in it. Two drops of orange food.
They don't get anything. They don't get anything.
It's just water.
Nothing. It's just water.
Yeah.
And then what do you label it as?
Flavorless juice. Healthy alternative to juice. They're like, but juice already is
flavorless juice.
No, do sugar-free juice, and it's just fucking water.
Sugar-free,
Vegan, gluten-free, sugar-free,
all that shit. It's all that shit type deal. But
yeah, I'm with
guess what? It's just fucking water, you stupid fucking piece of shit. And keep fucking buying it for $20.
You would sell exactly three bottles until people were like,
this is water.
It's good water, but
it's good water. I mean, it's not bad.
And they just start buying it because it's good water.
It's tap water. But
you heard of this new water called flavorless juice? Comes from a glacier in Fiji. Like, that's my fucking tap water, you retard.
Iceberg
also,
juice.
I'm fully aware there's no glaciers in Fiji, just for the record.
I fucking took this out of my fucking sink, you stupid piece of shit.
Have you seen Tosh Teeny on Tosh.0? He calls it a Tosh Teeny. He takes a bottle of Fiji water and he pours half of it out in the sink and then turns his tap on and fills the rest of the bottle up and puts it in a martini glass. He's like, here you go, you fucking idiots. Stop spending $5 on a bottle of fucking water.
Yeah, but it's never been touched by the hands of humans.
So stupid. No. The dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. I hope none of bottled water is touched by the hands of humans. The fuck is that? What kind of stupid selling point is that?
That's unsanitary as hell.
All those other bottled water companies dipping their hands in the vats.
I don't know. There was that gamer girl that sold her bath water.
Yeah.
That's true.
Fuck, what's her name? Belle Delphine.
Belle Delphine, yep.
I'd drink it.
All right.
One guy vaped it.
Yeah, one guy vaped it. Yeah, one guy vaped it.
I love the internet.
I'd try it. I would.
Can you imagine? Just not like as a troll. Like, oh, this is funny. I have this bottle of bathwater. Like, really being into it to the point where like you really want that.
Like, that's something that you were paying money for.
Yeah.
I actually saw an interview with her. She did not make. She meant to do that as a joke. She didn't think people would actually buy it.
Right.
And then she sold it. She's like, I had to go back to the store and get more supplies. She's like, I had to take another bath.
Fucking gross.
All right. So I got.
I hope she farted in the water too.
Oh, I'm willing to bet other people. I'm willing to bet the people who bought that. I'm willing to bet they hope she farted
that.
In it too.
Right.
Yeah, they wanted that shit.
She should bottle up her saliva next.
Oh, God.
You guys are fucking disgusting.
Yeah, this is what gets you. This is the disgusting part. You're in for a long ride, Chevy.
All right. So, the next thing that I want, and I keep tapping. I'm sorry.
It's very obnoxious, but go on.
Forgive me for that. But.
Oh my God.
The next thing that I want.
Fucking kill myself.
Is I want everyone that is born past 2020 type deal. Uh-huh. I want everyone who was born to have a chip in their head to where they constantly know the weather. So everybody will shut the fuck up about it.
Dude, I bring it up.
So everybody will shut the fuck up about the fucking weather.
I like this segment, dude. This is
shut
good.
Shut up about the
sun. Shut up about the weather. Guess what, Steve? I can fucking see that it's cloudy outside. Don't fucking tell me about it. Don't fucking tell me about
it. You're peeking the mic, Scott. Listen. I do this all the time, by the way. I run a cleaning company, and I have about 20 employees, and every time they come in, I can't fucking help myself. If it's nice, I'm like, beautiful fucking day, huh? Why did I say that?
I want to kill myself.
Why do I bring up the fucking, who gives a shit?
Why do you talk about the weather?
That's actually.
Okay, hold on.
Because it's small talk, that's all. Just
It is small talk.
It's a reason to open your mouth.
It's a little brain talk.
I understand it.
Living the dream.
Stop talking over each other.
But what I want...
Stop doing that.
...is that we have...
chipped infants with weather. Just weather.
Weather.
Nothing else.
No.
Okay.
If the weather works, then we go on to a different tip, and that tip is biting our tongue. Shut the fuck up. I get it. You bit your tongue today.
I don't think I've complained about that in a
while. Oh, no. Fucking people fucking talk about that. Yeah. They're like, I bit my fucking tongue today.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Cool, like, story.
Nobody fucking cares.
I have a dog at home.
Bucket.
What are we talking about?
Exactly.
I see what you mean.
Nobody gives a fuck about you biting your tongue. Right. Nobody gives a shit about you biting your tongue. Right. Nobody gives a shit about the fucking weather. Right. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I can get behind this. I can get behind this. I think it would be funnier, though, if the technology existed that you could implant shit in people's minds and we used it for that. Right. Of all things, right? They could have all the knowledge in the world, but nope, it's just the weather.
I mean, it kind of holds true. We have our phones have more computing power than the shuttle did that took men to the moon.
Right.
And we use it for Flappy Bird or other stupid games.
Okay, first of all, 2015 called. They want their phone back. I used to love that game, by the way. So
good. 2015? Was that long ago?
Fuck yeah. Will you Google that just to make sure I don't sound like an idiot? What year did Flappy... Do you not have internet?
My phone.
All right.
Flappy Bird. When did it come
out? Wait, let's take bets on this. Wait, this is for points. All right, whoever answers this right gets 1,000 points.
Points.
By the way, points don't fucking matter. And I'm going 2015 because that's what I said first.
All right.
You can't Google it and then take
it. I'm not going to.
Matt.
Fuck off your bones.
Fucking producer.
I'd say, so before, I guess, if 2017.
Okay.
Hold on. Flappy Bird, when it came
out. I want to change to 16, but I can't.
I'm going to say 16.
Damn it. Chevy's like, 2020.
Yeah, Chevy, what's your guess on when Flappy Bird was released? Are we doing when it was released 17. Or when it had its peak?
Oh, released for sure.
Released, okay.
For sure.
17.
Okay.
17.
Okay.
That's
you guys
guess.
Are 17?
17, that's my
16,
guess.
15.
Okay.
It's like 2003. Oh, look what the fuck.
Oh, wow.
Oh, seven?
No way.
2013.
Wow.
Oh.
No.
All of us
way.
Are fucking wrong.
We are old as fuck.
Yeah,
no
damn.
There's a subreddit called I'm. Oh, hey, by the way, I got to bring this up before I forget. That day, the last podcast that we made, when I was trying to find the Onion channel, mm-hmm. when you guys were like, what the fuck are we doing? This is stupid. The subreddit is called Ate the Onion, where people fall for it. It wasn't the Onion.
Oh.
And I'm so fucking glad. I was at work and I scrolled past and I was like, God damn it.
Not Ate the Onion.
Yeah, because they fell for the fake news article. But yeah, anyway, I had to clear the air on that one because I sounded like a super fucking moron that podcast.
Chevy,
as I always do.
Steve, what if me and you killed that pint while Chevy's asking for a swig?
Fuck you guys. Don't do that.
Let's
to
do
me.
It.
No, don't do that.
I don't
that.
Think you need
you
any
want more.
Huh?
Yeah.
I've got more at home, but I'd like a little swig.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, the pint's gone.
Oh, gone.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm a nusso.
Polio.
All right, well, guess what? Now you get the next one.
Oh, what does Chevy want? The pint's too fucking bad.
Now you get what Chevy wants.
If you... tap that paper one more time.
This reminds me of The Office when Jim told Dwight, whenever you're public speaking, just smash your fists and raise them above your head. Chevy right now.
What's even
what
funny,
I want.
What's even funnier about that is that he gave him a fucking speech to read that was like from Hitler.
But it worked.
And it, yeah, and the whole crowd was like, fuck
it. It actually fucking worked.
They loved him.
The crowd ate that shit up. Dude, that's one of the greatest episodes of all time. Everybody complains about Scott's tots. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
The episode Scott's tots. I don't think it's that bad. I think it's funny because he...
Fucking shit happens, man. And where that happened was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, Michael Scott from The Office said to a group of black kindergartners that if they graduated, he would pay for all of their tuition. And then 18 years later, he forgot about it. And then he got a call one day, and the principal of the school is like, hey, we want you to come in because they're all graduating, and they're super excited that you're going to pay for their tuition. So for some fucking reason, he decides to go, even though knowing he cannot pay for the tuition. It'd be like millions of dollars. And, yeah, it's gold. comedy gold.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's that cringe comedy, though.
Yeah.
It is the cringiest of comedy. Yeah.
All right.
And the buildup is so brutal, too.
So, there's something else that I want.
Okay, what do you want?
Put on my paper. What I want.
A shot of whiskey.
Yeah, I did want that, you R.I.P. fucking cock.
Remember that time Chevy wanted to swing?
That was Cameron's idea.
You fuckers. All right, but what I want is I want a scenario that is very much
Let's get it out of there.
That's all right. Matt will cut all the silence out. Don't worry about it.
No.
Can I read it? Would it help?
Human centipede.
Ew.
Right?
Okay.
What?
You guys know human
ass
centipede,
ass to mouth,
right?
Mouth to ass?
Yeah, but no, I want something else. I want mouth to mouth type deal.
It would only work with two people, though.
Yep, exactly. And all I want is that.
So how do,
how do you feed them?
Hold on.
Through their asshole, like apparently. That South Park episode.
Shut up and listen to me.
He sits on a turkey.
So they puke constantly, and they're constantly puking in each other's mouths. Type
but they have to have sustenance to get produce vomit, though.
Right. Fair. So you feed them before.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, yeah. You take them to like a buffet first.
Right. Before you hook them
wait,
up.
Wait, don't. All right. They don't eat for like 3 days, and then they go to a buffet and right. just fucking right. smash right. on food.
Right. So.
And then they just puke Chinese food into each other's mouths yep. constantly.
I do not like this visual. Jesus Christ.
That's what I want. But
and they have to drink everything with milk.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. That's what I was thinking.
Yep. So I want that, but I realize it already is kind of there because people fucking fight with each other on Facebook about politics. So
it's a punchline.
Yeah, it's kind of the same
word
thing.
Word vomit. Got it.
It's kind of the
not
same
bad,
thing.
Not bad. Your timing's a little off, but we can work on it.
But if that could happen, if we could see right. that.
No, I like it. Just
you'd watch it.
Speaking of Facebook and word vomit coming up on the 2020 elections,
yeah, you guys would watch.
Dude, did you see the clip where Trump is giving a speech or he's campaigning and he says, "This impeachment thing is bullshit." He says that exact thing. It's fucking hilarious. I'll show you right now. It's so funny. I'm just gonna play it.
I do not doubt it.
I'm gonna play.
I want to see it.
I'm gonna play it right on the podcast. This shit is so funny, dude. He's a living parody of himself.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable. I have another Trump clip to show you, too. That's just as good.
Didn't you say at one point in time, like, global warming was because of, like, the Chinese or something? I don't know.
Whatever. Yes.
Yeah.
You also tried saying windmills cause cancer.
Listen to this. How was that?
That was great.
Fucking buffering.
We're putting a stop. Are corrupt, their candidates are terrible, and they know they can't win an election day, so they're pursuing an illegal, invalid, and unconstitutional bullshit impeachment.
Look at this rally. This is in front of like 10,000 people.
Wow.
Dude, that's fucking classic. Whoa. Comedy gold, man. I love the dumb ass shit that comes out of his mouth. Flare.
How'd the suck it omelet guy take that?
So, come
on. he had to make it known that he was a Native American Democratic liberal too. He literally said that in his fucking post. I'm like, are you fucking trolling, dude? Honestly, so, why would you say that? Who gives a fuck who you affiliate with? Fucking,
I've got another one.
Okay, what do you want?
I've got another one. I want there to be serial people.
Cereal or serious? Is that what you mean?
No. So there's serial killers out there, right?
Okay. That just
I want there to be serial nice people. Like I want there to be serial people that fucking
what would you call
your
that?
Toilet paper roll type deal.
And put it on the correct orientation.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which everybody knows is
I
over
want
the top.
There to be serial fucking nice people. Why aren't there cereal nice people?
We gotta come up with a better name. Because that doesn't garner attention. People are just usually nice. We're just usually nice to each other, right? For the most part.
That's fair, but at the same time...
But you want, like, over the top nice. You want, like...
Yes, we have
you know why? Because that would get fucking annoying, and I'd be like, get out of my house while you're changing my toilet paper again.
Right, exactly. But there's... at the same time, there's serial killers.
Right, we got to think of a different word, though. It's got to be
We're talking like some guy like busts through the door while you're on the shitter and
Kool-Aid man like,
hey, say, I'm going to fix your toilet paper. Change the toilet
this
paper.
This is my go-to and you better accept it, motherfucker.
Excuse my reach, though.
But that would be nice. That would be nice. Like, thank you.
If somebody busted into my door when I was taking a shit, I would freak the fuck out.
Right.
The first time. And then after that, I'd be like, oh, okay, it's toilet paper, man.
Hey, Bob, what's up? Yeah.
it's a cereal nice guy.
It's just Jenkins. He's just fucking around. He's a cereal fucking toilet paper changer. Yeah. Let him have his fun.
Sounds like a superhero. Cereal TP man.
Cereal TP man.
If you think about it, we do have a lot of cereal people. It just goes unnoticed. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we have that are cereal people? Please tell me.
We have cereal entrepreneurs.
When you listen to this again, you're going to hear it.
That's a term. People that start up business after business after business, they're actually coined as a cereal entrepreneur.
Are you talking about nonprofits?
No, like anybody who starts any kind of business and has done multiple of them.
Oh, I see.
They're actually coined as a serial entrepreneur.
I've never heard that. Straight gay route.
How's it going? How's that a gay route? It's a serial thing. There's also...
hey, guess what? I do business all the time. That's a coined term. I understand that you do business all the time. All
right, Trump.
What other serial things are there? There's got to be something
else. We're
going
to say that word so many times it doesn't even sound like a word anymore.
Cereal. We're going to say until people take a cereal.
Right?
Super cereal.
Cereal-y.
There's got to be a word. Serial killer, okay. But cereal...
I don't know.
Cereal racker. Random act of kindness.
There you go.
Cereal rack.
Cereal rack.
So I want the random kindness.
Cereal rackist.
That's what I'm looking for.
Random acts of kindness.
Yeah, we've got...
Oh, there's cereal rapist.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But we're talking about good things, Cameron.
Oh, right, okay.
Jesus
all right.
Christ,
yeah, that's a good one.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Why is cereal, it's like there's...
Bad thing, right.
Predominantly
right.
Like negative right. Connotation.
It
like,
is.
Like Mother Teresa wasn't a cereal good doer.
Right, they don't say that.
<It's> just, cereal's always associated with a bad thing. Right. Cereal good doer, there we go.
There's no good cereal. No. I want a good cereal.
Okay, there we go. That
we're cereal drinkers.
That's what I want. I want a good
Nobody
cereal.
Says that.
I know, but they should.
They just say, that's called an alcoholic.
hold on.
Okay.
So, with cereal, you think fucking cartoon cereal, right?
C-E-R...
Yeah. You think of fucking Count Chocula, and you think of...
I can't believe you're really diverting this to actual cereal.
No, I even wrote edibles.
Oh my god, you do know those two words are spelled differently, though, right?
Captain Crunch.
It's S-E-R instead of C-R.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, just being...
But when people think of cereal,
right?
They think Captain Crunch, they think Count Chocula, they think... Those stupid
Wait a minute.
Ass motherfuckers.
The owner
characters.
Of Kellogg's? A serial...
Serialer?
Got it.
Done.
I'm sure he's made that fucking dad joke once or twice.
Hold on. I'm a serial maker. Hold on. Can we talk about Count Chocula?
What do you want to talk about?
The fact is, he's a vampire.
He's a pussy.
He's a vampire, and he feeds off of blood.
Not chocolate.
But in his
Very
case...
Very correct.
No, he has a chocolate drip down his
No, he's
cheek.
He's Bullshit. Fucking Bro, look that shit up.
I'm literally going to.
Supposedly, Count Chocula as the character was supposed to be a vampire, but it was for chocolate, not for blood.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
No, dude. No.
That was the thing with Count Chocula.
No, he's bringing those kids in to chocolate? Eat them.
Oh, you think he's a cereal child eater?
Yep. Mm. He's a different type of cereal.
Okay, I have not looked at his image in a long time, and I'm going to go ahead and say you're right.
Let me see.
There's no chocolate dripping down his face. He just looks like a pedophile.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a different type of cereal, yeah. Man. He's a different type of cereal.
The image
man.
In my mind was like some fancy-looking vampire with some chocolate dripping down his... Nope, he just looks like a fucking pedophile.
No, he's looking...
I wonder if it was different
kids.
In the 90s.
He has two front teeth for some reason.
He's got chocolate all day. For those kids, because he's going to try to eat those. He's going to try to eat those kids. He's a different type of cereal.
Is this some Hansel and Gretel type of shit?
Dude,
they found the witch that was trying to eat them and lured them in with goodies.
Yeah.
Look at how creepy
he is. He's a different type of cereal. That's the original image. Look at him.
That's the original.
He's a different type of cereal.
We've got to stop talking over each other, guys. Chevy, we have to stop talking over each other.
I don't remember him looking like this. I'm with you. I remember him looking different. A fancy kind of vampire, not fucking retarded.
Right.
He looks like a goddamn witch.
He does look like... He looks more like a witch than anything. His nose is way too big.
Right. I remember his nose being pointy.
He looks like my alcoholic uncle.
Right. Hey, Steve. How's it going?
I'm just kidding. My uncle
you
Dave
want
is not
some chocolate?
Want some chocolate?
You want some alcohol?
Yeah, see, all right, that guy right there. That's who I remember him looking like.
I knew something was going to get you again. I think that might be the original, actually. Still, what's up with his nose?
I have no idea.
Why does his nose look like a dick?
Fucking lumpy one.
Wow, I'm never going to fucking eat Count Chocula again. Well, I mean, when's the last time you had cereal? Well, you have kids. You probably had cereal more frequently than I have. Do your kids eat cereal?
Yeah, the kids do. I usually don't eat
it, though. I fucking miss cereal.
Did you guys see the column or the article about pizza for breakfast is actually a more nutritious breakfast than cereal?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Hold on. How is that possible? I've seen that article and that
nutritious
article.
How? Calories, fat, what?
Actual nutrients that's in the food.
Hold on.
Vitamins and shit?
Yeah.
Hold on. I've seen that article and that article is garbage.
You're garbage.
I will tell you. And why it is garbage is it's like, it's got more fucking nutrients, it's got more fucking vitamins than fucking breakfast.
Also, complex carbohydrates versus simple.
Bro, no. They're telling you a basic ass fucking breakfast type deal.
Cereal. We're talking specifically about cereal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's not basic breakfast. We're talking
about it's not like pizza is a good breakfast, but it's better than cereal.
I think what Chevy's thing is like eggs and bacon and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely not better than eggs and bacon.
Okay,
It's better than cereal. Yeah. And most people go, cereal is a go-to breakfast for a lot of people because it's quick and easy, but so is cold pizza, and you might as well just grab a slice of that and go.
We all know that it's about calories in versus calories out, so if a bowl of cereal is literally more calories than a piece of pizza or less or whatever, then yes, it could be healthier or less healthy.
Steve, I don't think you know what the fuck you're talking about right now.
It's actually less calories because it's less sugar.
You're usually right.
And it's also got more complex carbohydrates. It's got more things that are going to make you feel full and feel good throughout the day than a bowl of cereal.
For fuck's sake. Jesus Christ.
I personally like those gay-ass Kind bars. I like those for breakfast.
Yeah?
Those are good. Like 300 calories.
I just like
something a fat person would say.
I just like
the Kind bars.
I don't know.
You made me do it.
Well,
I'm not exactly in shape myself. Let's be real.
Which one? What was so gay? Hold on. What? Which statement are we talking about? Was it one of my statements or
all of them?
Damn it!
You justifying pizza over fucking cereal in the morning?
Me even wanting to know what the statement is? I guess I just can't escape it.
I read one time of you.
Me too. You fat motherfucker.
Fuck off.
Not what I said. Mine was a lot more nuanced, okay?
It was very well put together.
I'm making life changes.
I'm eating pizza for breakfast instead of cereal. I read it. And I'm healthy. And my And my kids hate me.
Because they'll buy them cereal.
They have heartburn at 11 years old. And they don't know why. Dad, why are you buying a Hot and Ready every morning? I'm sick of this shit.
It's healthy.
I run it. But I really like how chocolate.
He'll rape you. He's a pedophile.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Oh, shit. Now that we've derailed this train, why don't we take a little break?
Let's take a shit break.
We're serial poop breakers.
Poop break. All right, guys. Poop break.
God damn.
This is like the best half.
Wow.
You are a serial woman offender.
Oh, that's another
serial. It's
really
fucked up. And I mostly just jerk off a lot.
Some of this stuff is like softcore fucking porn.
No, Jeff, it's not a porn no matter how much you want it to be.
Fucking ice cream sandwich.
What was the context behind that clip?
I don't know.
Those are two completely different episodes, too. Love it.
This is not porn as much as you want it to be.
Wait, so you guys don't have
I kind of do never mind. Want it to be born.
You want this podcast to be born?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, we could do that, just not record it, you know?
Let's record it anyways. Let's hear our voicemails. Let's see what we got.
Well, let's finish out what Chevy wants.
Yeah, let's get that done out of the way. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's a fucking two-page list, everybody, by the way.
Christ on a s'more.
I love how you have your notes here. It says... flavorless juice / water, fucking idiots. That is my favorite.
Fuck those fucking idiots. Hey. Goddamn. Hey. Those
you're talking
are
about the idiots that buy shit because it's popular?
Yes.
So, Chris D'Elia, one of my
favorite. Juice. Favorless juice.
Flavor?
Wait, favorless or flavorless?
Juice or juice?
Yeah.
So one of my favorite comedians, Chris. Hold on, Chevy. One of my favorite comedians, Chris D'Elia, calls people cudas, like barracuda, if they like follow the popular shit. Like going to Coachella is cuda, or
so I named our last episode.
Getting barracuda. A tattoo of air. Did you really?
Yeah.
Getting a tattoo of like arrows is cuda. You know, like anything that the whole reason.
Hey,
behind...
hey, I have an arrow tattoo.
You're a fucking cuda. I just pulled that out of my ass.
Does
too.
It count? Fuck off. Does it count if I drew it myself?
No.
No.
Okay. Because it's my own. Yeah, oh, fuck off. Then it does count. Don't tell me no to make
you
me feel better.
Cuda?
No, you fucking tell me.
I'm a goddamn cuda.
Because barracudas look for shiny shit, like when they're swimming around or whatever. That's how fishermen catch them, because they use really shiny lures.
So... I can expose some more cuda things about myself.
Okay, let's go.
I buy smart water.
Okay. Oh, that's so cuda, dude. That's the most cuda thing you could possibly fucking do.
One time, I can even top that. Fiji water.
Oh, man.
They've gotten probably about $100 out of me out over my lifetime.
Oh, probably 1,000. Let's be real.
So
joke's on us. He makes more money than all three of us combined. Yeah.
Wow. No, I don't.
That was sincere.
Not Gam.
All right.
Gam makes a little
Chevy,
bit
what do you want?
Okay, so what I fucking want, did I tell you about the mime snap?
I want you to not tap that paper when you say it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, just
say
it. I won't
stop tapping.
Okay, thank you.
Did I tell you about the mimes?
No.
What I want... is mimes that are angry and they actually talk.
So not a mime?
What? No. Just a stand-up comedian? I want a mime that's like, hey, I'm in a fucking box right now. Hey, I'm pulling a rope. Pull fucking money out of your pocket and pay me. I want that from a fucking mime.
A begging mime?
Yes. I want him to be pissed and very, very upset about his life.
So
and I want him to tell us, give me money.
So a bum.
Yeah.
With clown makeup.
Right? Yeah.
You know what, dude? I bet you, if they started getting fancy on the corner of fucking Michigan and Saginaw, if they started like dressing up as a mime, but
just need one of those bumps
bullshit,
to juggle,
you wouldn't give that mime some fucking money.
I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would. If that mime told you, he's like, "Hey, fuck you, give me some money. If I'm a fucking mime."
If he made me laugh, I would, I'd be like, "All right, that was fine.
Right.
Here's a buck."
Right. Exactly.
Every time you go to the same intersection, he makes you laugh with a different
what
joke.
What I want I would pay, is I, a I, mime I that actually fucking talks.
Yeah, so a stand-up breaks. Comedian, basically.
Yeah.
What I want is a comedy show from a stand-up comedian.
On the street.
But he's got to wear makeup.
Fucking pick your shit up, bro. Pick your shit up. Do a better job, motherfucker.
That would
come
be
on.
Funny. You're on like Hollywood Boulevard and somebody's just doing a stand-up bit. Just
this is the worst mime I've ever seen.
It's like a 30-minute bit.
But it's a mime.
That's a great idea.
Oh, man.
Stand-up bit. Just okay. Nobody's listening at all. You catch like the last quarter of it. Like, oh. You should do comedy, man.
All right. So I got my next one of what I want.
Have you always said want that way? Won't.
Won't.
Have you always said it that way? I'm just now noticing that. Won't.
No, it's what my, I it's my drunk accent.
Oh, okay. Out. Okay. Got it. You're drunk?
But.
What? When did that happen?
When was this?
You started drinking?
Oh, what? Me?
Full disclosure, listener, we thought this was going to be a shit show, but it's turning out to be one of the best podcasts ever.
We're having fun. We hope you're having fun.
All right, what's the last thing that you want?
Pick one.
I want to fuck.
Stop tapping.
Oh, I got to stop tapping.
So we can get a spray bottle for your ass.
No.
Bad Chevy. Says Chevy on it.
That's enough, Chevy. That's
stop.
Enough.
Stop. Enough, Chevy. We're helping cameras
just spray all the computers and everything. Doesn't even fucking matter.
Fuck all that.
That's enough of you. That's enough out of you. Oh, fuck.
You should get branded spray bottles.
Yeah.
Just says
okay.
No Chevy on the side.
What I want.
Chevy spray.
Is a smoke detector.
That doesn't detect smoke.
Don't
no.
Kill his punchline, Matt. God, how dare sorry. You?
I want the smoke detector to tell you what the fuck is going on.
The weather?
I,
so Alexa?
I yeah, that sounds like an Alexa.
To fucking God, I swear want, to God, Steve.
Wait, okay.
It's not a bad idea to mount Alexas to the ceiling. It's actually not a bad
we'll
idea.
We'll get to that. We'll get
okay.
to that.
Shut the fuck up.
Why would everyone. You do? Why would you go through the work of mounting to the ceiling and just put it on your countertop, though?
I don't know. Alexa light bulbs.
There you go.
Why aren't those a thing?
What do you mean?
Alexa and a light bulb.
What's the fucking purpose?
I don't know.
Alexa, tell me.
Just set it on your fucking countertop. No.
Tell me what.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Tell me what's my purpose, Alexa.
Just the most inconvenient Alexa thing ever. Alexa tires. You're like, why do you have a microphone mounted to your tires? You can't even hear anything. Alexa, you're like, you just stand by your car and yell at it.
You know, ceiling lights, they have
Alexa
the fixture around them.
Alexa, fucking tell me.
Alexa's just a muffled voice from inside your light fixture.
Alexa roof. You have to stand outside your house and scream.
All you hear is, I'm sorry, I don't know that.
Alexa.
No. Okay, hold on. Let me
okay.
finish this.
We got this.
Okay.
That Alexa, that's
fucking
hilarious.
Alexa, fuck you, Cam.
That's
really
cool. That's what I want a smoke detector that just tells you things. Like,
his
that's
mind's getting there, yeah.
Hold on. So I want a smoke detector that actually tells me what the fuck is going
what
on.
What do you mean going on? Like the news? What
okay.
Are you talking?
Oh. Yeah, square bottle.
He's like, God damn it, it's Alexa. Motherfuck.
Right.
I instantly...
What do you mean going on? Like...
Okay, so...
Oh, I see. It, like, screams at you?
Yeah, yeah, it fucking tells you what's going on. Like, hey, guess what?
Your shit's on fire,
your fucking
retard.
House is on fire, you fucking idiot. Your house is on fire type deal.
You know
or, like, hey, guess what? You burnt your fucking casserole, you stupid fucking idiot. Like,
this reminds
like
me
of a smart smoke detector.
Right.
Reminds you of what, Cameron?
A smoke detector that actually fucking tells you shit.
This reminds me of a story. There recently, there was a guy, he took a Roomba and he reprogrammed it to swear every time it ran into something.
Oh, I saw that.
So it bumps into something. Shit!
His name is Mark Roper.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Mark, he's hilarious.
At the same time, we smoke weed, right? We are people.
Allegedly.
All of a sudden, the fucking smoke alarm just goes, that shit's loud. Yeah, that shit's loud. That shit's loud.
Like, that shit's fucking loud as fuck, motherfucker. I get it type deal, but at the same time, I want you to tell me when I'm being a fucking idiot and I'm burning my food.
Ma, the meatloaf!
Or like you,
the
you,
fucking meatloaf, bro!
You're too drunk to cook, like, the smoke detector chimes in, it's like, right, hey, yeah. You sure you want to do that?
You know what? Sure. I get that you just put that in. But it's about to burn.
It gets all like philosophical on you. Gives you like, it's like a therapist.
Right. About 13 minutes you got.
It's like, ding, Steve. You've been going through a lot of stuff lately, and I know you're really stressed out or whatever, but I would highly recommend that you just go to bed right now, and maybe tomorrow don't drink.
You don't need this whole plate of pizza rolls.
Fuck this one.
Nobody needs that many pizza rolls, you piece of shit.
Steve, you have consumed 3,476 calories today. Are you sure that you want to eat those pizza rolls? Listen here, smoke detector.
Shut up, Alexa.
Her name's Alexis.
Shut the fuck up, shut up, you Alexa. Pizza roll ass motherfucker.
You put the thing in
her
the
name's
oven.
Karen.
It asks you like, oh, are you expecting company? Like, no, they're just for me, bitch.
Mind your own business, Karen.
The most obnoxious smoke detector ever.
Passive aggressive as fuck.
Fuck off, Karen.
Steve, you haven't walked your dog in 6 hours. Do you feel good about treating your animal this way?
Guess what? That's my business, you fucking stupid piece of shit, Karen. Shut the fuck up.
You get in a fight with your smoke detector.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay.
That. Oh,
fucking dog pisses in the kitchen. Nelson smoke chair says, I think your dog wants to go outside.
I get a text on my phone in the middle of the day at work.
Okay, so I got another
thing.
That is
thing. So true.
I got another thing that I want.
Tell me what you want.
I want flowers that when you give them to somebody,
okay,
they instantly die.
That's almost real. That's kind of too close to like that. That's kind of really how it works.
Why though?
Because then that's the end. So they know when you give them those flowers that instantly die, they know that's the fucking end. Like, hey, here. These are for you, girl. These are beautiful, just like you, but they instantly die.
The Snapchat of flowers.
Yeah. And they're donezo.
Anyone else noticing a certain trend of like subtle passive aggression in all of these things?
Oh, fuck you.
Flowers that instantly die. But here you go, babe. I love you. And they're dead.
Dead. Instantly dead. So.
Like, he wants it to be slightly helpful, but he also wants to fuck people. Yeah,
like, I want to fuck people's lives up.
Right.
So, when those flowers instantly die, then they see that horrible, horribleness of that's the end type deal. And
yeah, that
then,
got deep quick.
Hold on.
Send them to a funeral.
Then.
Just like your grandfather.
Hey.
Then.
What are these flowers your grandfather haven't gotten?
Just like your
grandpa's dead. Guess what?
Oh, that's
grandpa's
brutal.
Dead.
Oh, man. You could all just right. Get like a droplet of cyanide or something.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
But with that, with those flowers instantly dying type deal, then you have females that are scared of getting flowers now. Now, the whole adjustment of us getting them flowers is very much turned off because they don't know if they're going to die in their hands.
It's like a crapshoot.
Like, millennials right. Killed the flower industry.
Right. They were so pretty for a second.
They don't know.
That's
if
a subreddit. You know that?
What? Millennials?
Killing society.
they don't know if they're gonna die or not.
I like it.
So they.
We could apply this to more things, like first dates. You know, like 50-50 whether or not you actually show up with money to pay for the date. Well, I don't have any money to pay for this.
Date roulette.
Like, I thought you were going to pay for me. Like, I literally have no money. I didn't even bring my fucking wallet.
I didn't even.
I have a wallet.
Zero money on me.
Oh, this is something I didn't tell you about me. I don't plan for anything. Like,
I walked here. I was hoping to give me a ride home. I wish that cliche of you not being able to pay for a meal and you have to do dishes was real, you know? Oh, like, you remember that from, like, when we were kids? I think I believed that for, like, a solid 5 years.
Okay, right. But
I think they just, like, they're like, okay, well, come back with money. Right, I think that's how that goes.
But, okay, so if we are on that tip to where we fucking cook type deal, females expect us to clean up afterwards.
Do they? Okay, let's go with that.
They don't.
Sure. What? Is there really stereotypes around females expecting us to clean up?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I didn't know that either.
I've dated the same girl for 12 years, so I'm not really sure, I guess.
If we cook and do all that shit type deal, they expect us to clean up afterwards.
We'll roll with that.
Does that work the other way?
If we cook,
I think it's
today?
All about
no. It doesn't work the other way.
Right on cue. She's like, "Did you clean up the kitchen?"
It was a nice fucking breakfast, wasn't it?
You take care of your shit in the kitchen. The dog shit on the floor.
Where are you, and why isn't the kitchen clean? I cooked this morning. The fuck is wrong with you?
I never heard of that stereotype.
My girlfriend called, by the way, for those of you listening. I know what he's saying. Like, whoever.
Correction, fiance.
Thank you. Yes, I am marrying the love of my life. I'm very excited. August 20th.
Salute
to that. I understand what you're saying. If you cook, you don't clean, and vice versa.
Hold on. So there is a stereotype that I'm talking about. That if you cook, you clean type deal.
If you cook, you do clean or don't clean?
You do clean.
Mm.
Like, it's,
you're dating
it's
the wrong women, my man.
Yeah, as I say, if I'm trying to cook like a nice meal for Amber or something, I'll cook and I'll actually do the dishes. So there's no cleanup, there's no stress.
We actually communicate like a normal couple,
right? Yeah, it's not.
There's no grudges about cooking or cleaning or anything. We just kind of 50-50 it, to be honest with you. But anyway, go on with your stereotype.
Now I just feel like a piece of shit. I'm going to say that right into the microphone.
He's
now I just feel like a piece of shit. I was trying to tell you guys some shit, and you're like, hey, well, we've been in a long-term relationship for a long time.
Are you comfortable right now, like posture-wise? You could bring the mic like closer to you so you don't have to...
Absolutely not.
He was until you said that.
Absolutely not.
You look like
not.
You're straining yourself just to talk into the mic. I'm like, you just...
Fuck you.
You know these mics move.
I don't think he does know that.
I am moving.
Oh, for anyone who doesn't know, we got a really nice setup in here. All of our mics move. We got chairs.
Fuck you. Okay. All right.
That was a huge mistake. Never mind. Go back to the.
Go back to the other shit. Yeah. We don't want to fucking. All
right. So is this a thing that you're getting to, or what?
No, I mean, it was, but then you guys kind of broke my balls about it, and then I just kind of let it go. Right, so fuck you guys. Thank you very much.
I want to hear what your thought was, though. What you want? You want for there not to be you cook and clean or whatever? I don't.
What do you want,
you
Chevy?
Sound like such a bitch right now.
I hate when you look at me.
Quit looking at me in that tone of voice.
I don't like when you make eye contact.
No, I lost. I'll give it to you guys. I lost.
I wasn't trying to win anything.
I lost!
So Chevy thought there was a stereotype.
Yeah,
of that.
I thought it was.
There's not really. He's just been a dick to all his roommates ever since forever.
I've just
guys, I fucking look. The least you can do is some dishes.
Right. I've just been a fucking asshole my whole fucking life. And you guys fucking called me out on it. Fuck you guys.
It's supposed to be a joke. The joke's not funny if you have to explain it, you know?
Thinking back, as I have lived with Chevy, he has cooked some really good meals, and then he does not clean it, and then so he just suddenly
that's where this comes
expects
from.
His
fuck other you. People to I clean do it. Fucking
I'm
clean.
With that though.
Fuck you.
It makes sense.
Yeah, but it's all about communication. All
right. Right. Yeah. Communication.
Right. God. If you suck my dick, I'll do your dishes.
Of course.
Quid pro quo. All right.
What else do you want?
All right. So. This one's a little bit of a hard one.
That's what she said.
Nice.
Good work.
Yeah. It's kind of
nice. It wasn't that good of a one, but if it... Wow, you had to bust out the crickets.
I thought it was perfect.
Mad with the wind. Okay, so I want a certain type of porno.
That's so what she said.
She's everything from now on.
Well, that's what she said.
Michael Scorn.
What kind of porn do you want?
I want a certain type of porno that is just guys randomly coming on girls.
What?
Sounds rapey.
Yeah.
But that also sounds like there is like...
Yeah, he's like, yeah, no, it is.
Pretty much,
pretty sure there's like a category for that on Pornhub of just cum shots.
No.
He's talking about you walk up to a girl in public, which also is a thing, and it's also very rapey.
Like, just boom, like, boom.
Like, in public?
Huge shot in public.
Okay, so it's not just... up. It's not just flashing, but it's like flashing plus coming.
Yep.
Yeah, but like you run up, like you're like edging, you know? Right. You run up just.
I don't think I can do that.
Huge, huge fucking.
That sounded disgusting.
Huge cum shot.
I'm clipping that.
Sounds good.
Huge cum shot.
So you don't nut for like 3 months and then you run up.
Right. You just run up and you're like, hey, guess what? Boom.
I don't support
huge
that.
Huge cum shot.
Who was the chef that did the BAM thing? What was his name?
The
Emerald.
Yes.
Emerald Magassi or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what you'd do. That's what it'd be called.
He runs up. Bam.
Bam.
Could you guys actually physically do that?
No.
I don't think
personally,
I could.
No, I don't think
no, no way. No way. No.
Oh, hold on. When I say that.
I got a point.
I can't even piss next to somebody in a urinal.
Well, I mean, if you were okay doing it to somebody, imagine, like, I have a hard, like, I've got to be feeling really fucking freaky if I'm even going to actually come standing up.
Tell us more.
Let alone running and then coming after I've ran a quarter fucking mile, beating it in the corner real quick just to come to that edge, and then all of a sudden, bam, right on somebody. I could not do that.
See,
that was a good clip, dude.
I
all of a sudden, bam!
I couldn't do it either, Cam.
That'd be rough.
But you want to see porn that way.
But I want to see the porn hook.
So are we just getting to the point where you're telling us your fetishes?
Yep. Yep.
There are.
So I want to see bitches get gummed on just randomly, but I want them to be a part of it, or it's not rapey.
How would you arrange?
How would this not be rapey?
Right.
I want it to be semi.
So it can't be random and not rapey. It has to be one of the other.
You have to run up and first ask them, can I come on you? Can I come on you? I'm coming on you.
No.
Whether they say yes or no, it's going to happen. Right.
It's a role you play, you know? It's a role.
Right. So we are actually talking about your fetishes now at this point. Okay.
So it's a role you play. So she is accepting of it type deal.
All right,
and
well,
then she fucking...
Since we're talking about fetishes, ass to mouth.
That kind of destroys the stranger aspect of it, though. How would you know if she's okay with this? Not like these are girl
it's
white, wearing a shirt.
That's ridiculous.
Says, come on, man.
And if she's in on the gag, it takes away from like the Chevy's fetish, apparently.
Right.
No, that's not a thing. And
no, I need you to
thing.
Pretend like I don't
the
know
fact you. That you so, want that fucking disgusts me, and you so, should delete that from your mind.
So.
Yeah.
I wrote this down to talk about it.
Are you going to say
Matt,
it? Or
Matt, you want to read it?
He's going to read it first before he says it out loud. That's a good call, Matt. He's learned a lot from this episode.
Fuck you, Chevy.
Like, I was like, I want to fucking randomly have cum sessions type deal. Like I told you guys just about it, but not like Matt does.
Explain. Whoa. I don't know what you're talking about. Matt, will you tell us what the fuck you're saying? I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
You can read it.
I don't want.
I'll read it out loud. I won't even read it first. I'll just read it out loud. Fuck it.
You won't get it.
Jesus. You won't get it.
Good.
What the kind of hipster shit is that? Oh, you wouldn't understand.
You would. Right. Yeah.
Unless you, you know, smoke Juul. Oh, wait. Never mind. You might get it.
Says the guy who doesn't smoke Juul anymore. All right. Where's it on this page? Point to it.
Top.
All right. I can't even read the first word. Surprise come. Have to act. I mean, does I do? Are you serious, dude? This is... I can't even read this.
What exactly. kind of Charlie writing shit is this?
Exactly. That's what I told you. You won't fucking get it.
Yeah, no shit. I don't even know what it says.
Scribble, does I do, gut, not like Matt does.
What does that mean?
What?
All right, so what I'm saying...
I'm reading the rest of it. I'm so interested in how you write.
What I'm saying is, I want the surprise come thing, but not like Matt does.
This is kind of cool. This is making me the mind of Chevy.
Very.
So, we had that the flower talk. Chevy wrote writing this down. Instant dye flowers.
Okay. But you knew exactly what he meant.
Those are my notes. I understand them. Thank the last you.
One on there? I think it was the last one on there.
Yeah, I talked about you mentioned chocolate. I talked about Count Chocula for a while in the back page type.
Did you write Cunt Chocula? That's a new brand of porn. Cunt Chocula.
The Jesus topic, what do you wanted? That was written down as more stories about Jesus. Just make them up.
UM.
Yeah. It's true, though. I want more stories about Jesus.
Okay.
Guess what?
I'm behind
Just
it.
Just fucking make them up. I don't care.
The cereal thing?
More stories about Jesus.
Just nice cereal people.
The cereal goes on.
Nice cereal people.
Cereal goes on. Makes sense.
If you were not Chevy reading these, you'd have no idea what the fuck he was talking about.
It's like code.
So if anybody wants to donate, hold on. If anybody wants to donate $100 to our Patreon, we will sign this, all four of us, and send you the notes.
Yes. Yes.
We also don't have a Patreon.
Side note, we're also starting up a Chevy reading fund. Yes. Reading and writing. Yes.
You can help Chevy Chevelin read and write correctly.
You want right, done? You want to hear me tap on a page? I got some things.
No,
for you.
I don't.
I got at least 40 minutes of that. So recorded right now. So,
having a lot of reminders to Charlie from It's Always Sunny.
There.
Fucking great show. I wish it was on Netflix.
All right, let's end it's that segment. So let's do this. This has been What Chevy Chevelin Wants.
Because I fucking want it.
There you go.
That was a long segment, almost a whole fucking show.
The episode.
I'm with it, though. I like
it.
Shut the fuck up.
Quit your bitching, Cameron. It's not called what Cameron wants.
Right.
That's next week. Anyway.
Appreciate you guys. I am Steve K.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We still got
Wait, we're not leaving.
Oh, no. We're not doing that. I'm cutting it right now.
Yeah. No.
I'm Steve K. Bye.
All right, well, Steve's on. Okay, so it's
Bye, Steve.
All right, we're doing voicemails. Guess we're doing voicemails.
All right, there goes Steve. Okay. All right, so voicemails. We received a couple voicemails. Yeah. Let's listen.
No, yeah. What are the voicemails? We need to record a greeting.
Okay,
by
first
the way.
Of all, we
need
have
to record a greeting.
Hold on, real quick. We have Chevy. We have a voicemail. You guys can call and leave messages on. Just for funsies, we'll play it on the podcast. And the number is 517-202.
Nope, it's not that.
I was about to say my own number.
So close.
Just do Cameron's number. Matt leaves it.
Cameron's number.
517-258-2553.
You know what? Fuck this guy.
Or 517-763-6972.
Wow, that's not the right number. That's Matt's number.
Wait a minute.
Don't cut that out, man. Nobody's ever going to listen to this anyway. Who gives a shit?
You know, when we grow up and we're big and famous, everyone's going to come back and listen
to
us.
That's right.
Better change your number.
Better change your number. That's right.
517-258-2553. Fucking call it, bitches.
All right. Fair enough.
Do it.
That's all a, good, that's a good way to get them to call.
What's your,
bitches.
What's your
call everyone right, bitch. They love it.
The first one.
That's not rapey.
That's not rapey at all.
They love it. They love it. I know they do.
No means yes on this voicemail.
So, all right, are we ready? Aren't you doing? All right, here we go.
Oh, my God. Hi, this is Charlie, and I'm calling for Matt again. Yeah, pregnancy test showed up positive, and I took another one. So, if you call me back, Matt. Thanks.
Anyway,
we don't give a shit about a pregnancy test. Who the fuck called us?
Jesus Christ.
That was Shelly? I'm not sure who this is.
God damn, man.
Shelly.
You should take care of that.
He's really catchy, and he should have his own show. And yes, guys can just walk off and just listen to Dean talk.
Yes.
All the time.
I like this guy. Yeah. That's a good idea. I think I'm going to start my own podcast. It's going to be called Fuck the Way What Podcast.
Didn't you already leave?
I thought you left.
I thought you left.
Are you still here?
How'd you get back
here? Are you still here?
Did you leave to start your own show?
I pre-recorded this. This is not me live right now. Matt's got a mute button. I mean,
who the fuck
how
let
to use
you
it.
Back in?
There's already a Steve show. It's called the Steve Wilco Show.
I was waiting for that. I'm Steve Gay, and this is the Fuck the Way What podcast.
All right, so here's the next one.
You can go get fucked in your upside down.
Ass to mouth. Sorry, I do.
I was listening to the Way What podcast. Trimming my junipers, and
the fuck is
they
juniper?
Came out terrible, and you guys are terrible.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, fuck you. Wow. Guys.
Oh, that's it. That's the end of the voicemail.
Yeah, I guess yep. That's
fuck
that's
that guy.
A juniper is a type of plant.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Fucking lackluster ass voicemail.
There. You can have that over there. You're a knowledge.
Sorry, I don't know about a fucking juniper.
Fucking peasant.
Uncultured swine. All right, this is twice. I think it was last episode I called Joaquin Phoenix Joaquin Phoenix. And I was, again, proven to be uncultured as fuck.
Ironically, he's the Joker.
The Joker.
It's actually kind of fitting now. Joaquin Phoenix. What are you going to be, the Joker someday? Fucking nerd. What are you going to make the best Joker movie of all time? Okay.
Take your ass back to the village.
Fat chance, pussy. Comes out with the best fucking movie. Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix.
I wish we could interview him. Be like, all right, welcome to the show, Joaquin Phoenix. Fucking idiot. Anyways, glad you're here, I guess.
Sounds like some Zach Galifianakis type shit.
Right. Between two ferns. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for being here
between
with me
two
today,
junipers.
Joaquin Phoenix. Between two junipers. Fuck off.
Between two junipers.
You guys know when I started this show, I didn't even know what a juniper was.
I honestly still don't. I've never Googled it or anything.
It's fucking right here.
I really don't care. Yeah. My producer waters them. I don't know.
Oh, my fucking face hurts. All right, next one.
All right, next one.
Fucking stupid.
My kids were watching the Way What I Have Go, and it was terrible. The thing you talk about for not okay for children, and you should put that. Yeah, as a message.
There I am.
So the kids don't have to hear Matt's ranting about sex with
different Trevi.
Women every night.
They're right.
You disagree with everything they say?
Herpes.
Pretty much.
I really wish you guys weren't talking over the last part, because that was definitely the best part.
All right.
Anyway, buddy. Whoever that was called me out for having herpes, and I want to make it known right now, I just want to clear the air, I do have herpes.
And so,
it's not a big deal. You can live with it, you can take pills, it's really not a big deal anymore.
questions, so you motherfuckers know.
I absolutely have.
Side note, I think we need to get Steve off the podcast. We can't accept this kind of.
I think we should switch mics.
You know what?
Herpes too.
No.
You know what? I think I figured this out. So Chevy's writing is actually just like Google's attempt to figure out what the hell that voicemail just said.
Read it, please.
This is what it says, verbatim. I might yet. It was terrible. But they do talk about 4 months. Okay. A children's book. That, yeah, it's a message. So all the kids don't have to be here. Maps renting about sex with different women. Steve's herpes.
Steve's herpes. That's basically what it says.
That is basically how Chevy writes. That's how you write it out.
And whoever said that, that's basically what they said.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly.
Okay, next one.
Yeah, you guys think it's funny to make stuff up all the time, huh? I know all these stories you're making up. They're all fake. And you're all fake.
I'm real, dude. I really have herpes. How dare you?
You sound pretty upset about it.
I just wish there was a cure.
All right, I think
you
this
got
one.
Another one, man?
Yeah, I got another one here. Let's do that.
Hi, this is Brad Burley calling for season.
You'll get there.
Quish. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Almost there.
Quishnack.
Yep, got it.
You've been taking out a lot of money for health insurance.
What?
And we're kind of curious, are you going to kill your wife?
0 to 100. Very fast.
August 29th, she's fucking dead.
You're paying a lot for health insurance right now, bro.
Joke's on you. I don't have health insurance.
I also think the term she was looking for was life insurance. Life insurance is where you get a payout if someone dies.
Right. So prenup. Should I do that, maybe, so I can get half the business if we divorce?
No, actually, you want to avoid a prenup.
Oh,
I'm totally joking. We're not doing a prenup.
Oh, that was an ugly thing.
I feel like it's such
say.
A bad omen to do a prenup. Like, it's like, okay, what if, just in case this doesn't work out, I'm going to take half your shit. Like, it's crazy.
It's actually the other way. Prenup is so
oh,
they don't.
Right. Sorry. Okay.
So if you want half the business, don't get a prenup.
Okay. But, all right.
On the DL.
Hold on. Let me write that down real quick.
Hold on. Matt, we cut this off.
Talk to Matt about it. He'll tell you.
I got it all down. It's cool. I'll send you my PDF.
Duly.
Do not sign prenup. Do not sign prenup. All right. Got it.
All right. I got, we got one more.
Hi. This is Tara. I'm calling, I guess, just to remind Cam that he's not fugly if he doesn't have a hat on.
Well, it's debatable.
And you'll have to accentuate your beauty, Cameron. And Chevy, I don't hate you. Just sometimes. Like, you know, some days I love you, sometimes I hate you. You're just like that. And I hope you guys have a fun next fucking Saturday. I'll talk to you later.
First of all, it's Sunday. Second of all, ride the fence more. Why don't you?
I like her. I like her.
She's giving you compliments. Do you like her?
Of fucking course I do. It's the way to my art.
Honestly, she is a good person.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Fucking
shout out.
Shower me.
What's
with
her name?
Compliments.
Tara.
Tara. Shout out.
Name.
Thank you so much for that. And we appreciate the voicemails, and please leave more.
Yes, for sure.
Hold on, but you guys heard her, right?
That she's sitting
on
the fence.
You know who she sounds like? All right. Have
Cartman.
You ever heard of Bonnie from Family Guy? Bonnie?
Yes.
Liar, liar. That.
Oh, my God. That actress. She does sound like her.
She sounds exactly. Oh, wow.
She was in Bride of Chucky?
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Yep. Yep.
Holy pop culture.
Right?
Hmm.
But she sounds exactly like that girl.
Oh, you guess what else came from Bride of Chucky? That fucking stereotype, the least he could do is the dishes.
Callback. Full circle, baby. On that note, I am Steve K. We're signing out.
I am Cameron.
Chevy Shevlin.
I went first. I'm a serial exiter.
Chevy Shevlin am fucking exiting out.
Hold on. Go ahead, Cameron.
I'm Cameron.
I'm Steve.
Chevy Shevlin.
Guys, I just want to leave.
And Matt left 5 minutes ago.
And
you know our producer, he's just fucking gone now. He just said, fuck it. All right, Chevy Shevlin, signing out.
And I am muting everyone else. Suckers.
Fucking genius.
You got us, you bastard. Love you guys. Appreciate it.
I'm producer Matt. If you guys want to hear more of us on the Wait What podcast, we are on SoundCloud and Spotify. Come check us out. We're also on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Pornhub. Not yet. Anyway.
in due time.
We got some work to do.
I'm on Pornhub all the time.
We're there. Just look for us. You know, whatever.
No, do not look up my Pornhub.
Yeah, you're going to be very disappointed.
I wish.
But for sure, leave us a message on our voicemail. It's, the number again is 517-258-2553. Thanks.
We need to come up with a song with our number in it.
Matt's going to have fun with that last little sentence out there.